Cosmic Mind. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
Welcome back to PMP Network. With us right now is the star of a new show on television called Judd Hatchett Show. And it's easy for me to say, Judge Hatchett is with me right now. I can't believe I had a hard time saying Hatchett. It's like it's a real tough word to say.
Just like an axe, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. This is a wonderful, that's a great show. I saw a screener of it.
Thank you.
No, it's amazing, though, how many shows. You know, it's everything is in TV is cyclical. And one year you have like 50 talk shows. This year it seems to be the judge show. You have Judge Lane and Judge Mathis and Judge B and Family Court and Divorce Court and Moral Court and People's Court. Is there room for Judge Hatchett?
Oh, absolutely. And I will tell you, though, Mark, that was exactly my reaction when I was approached by Columbia TriStar to do the pilot for this show. I was like, what? I mean, I wasn't interested in doing just another court TV show. There are so many on television now. But after some discussions, I actually had done this for such a long time in my own life. I had been the chief judge of the juvenile court system in Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia, for 8.5 years. And actually had stepped down and taken a year off. And I thought, you know, this might be an interesting time to do this in a different form. And so the television show, as you know, is different from what you're seeing on court television because we're going beyond the courtroom in a number of cases. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that we can use this show to do some good things and to deal with some serious issues of drug addiction and teenage pregnancy and domestic violence and a lot of the things that we're tackling with this show, which I insisted on as a condition of doing the show.
Hmm. Well, I know that you've been involved all your life in trying to help kids, and
yes.
I know that your parents were a big inspiration to you.
Absolutely.
And this is certainly a show where you're dealing with some of these kids that are, it's so sad, it kind of pulls at your heartstrings when you meet some of these children.
Right. And that's what the real turning point for me in terms of doing this show is that I thought, you know, this could be an interesting forum, hopefully that takes the work that I've done for a long time to a broader audience, and hopefully we can use the television as a way of getting some important messages out. I'm doing a lot of PSAs that you'll begin to see more of those at the end of the shows, talking about gang violence and teenage pregnancy. In fact, I have cut one just encouraging people to get out and vote. So I do really fully intend to use the show as a vehicle for what I hope will be able to cause people to think about choices for positive change.
I'm glad you mentioned gang members, because we had one on here recently who explained to us really that the way he was growing up, his mother was into drugs, his dad wasn't around, he was from a minority community, and he said that really all there was for him as family was the gangs. And I know that you know, you talk about families, and your mom and dad certainly were a great example.
Oh, yes.
So, but a lot of the kids nowadays, they don't have that at home,
and that's true.
Why they end up behind in front of you many times.
Right. And Mark, the problem is that for too many young people, the gang has become their surrogate family. So in that situation, when you talk about a mother being addicted or father being absent, young people need something to be anchored to. And either they're going to be anchored to positive things like I was anchored to and you were anchored to in your life with strong family values, or they're going to find that kind of nurturing and support in places that we aren't going to be able to stand, and the price is going to be much too high. And kids have to have it somewhere. They've got to find some acceptance. They've got to find some sense of being attached. And that's what gang leaders have said emphatically. Judge, we can love them better than their families can. And that's a very sad commentary in America.
Well, I mean, you can certainly inspire people in many ways by this show, first of all, with some of the guidance that you give, but also being an African-American woman who's so successful and a good role model for people as well.
I'm trying to. I really am. And I try to practice what I preach. I did a show, in fact, it aired last week, where I simply said to a woman, you can't be hypocritical with your daughter. She was accusing her daughter of doing some certain things, and she was doing it. I mean, she was smoking crack. She was taking money from men. She was doing all kinds of crazy things. And certainly I'm not being holier than thou, and I certainly am not perfect, and I certainly don't intend to say that I'm a perfect parent. But what I simply said to her is that if I want my sons to live right, to do right, I must try to live right. And we all make mistakes, but we can't say one set of things to our kids and do something totally different. I mean, they've got to see us do what is right.
Well, one thing I think that your show does that I'm impressed with is some of the things that happen after the show is over, because I know when Springer is over, some of those people, they don't know what to do because they just open up a can of worms and there's no one to help them deal with it. But on your show, there is some aftercare that's involved, right?
Yes. And, Mark, that was a fundamental condition of doing the show. I said, look, we are not going to have people in here simply explore their stories and then say, adios, you're on your own. And so where appropriate, I will send someone into drug treatment, or I will send someone into counseling for domestic violence, or we'll get them into family counseling. We'll do whatever it takes. I had a kid who was acting out because the only parental figure that he had was his grandfather, and his grandfather died suddenly. And I was just saying that it's grief. It doesn't excuse his behavior, but until we get him into some counseling and get his life in order. One kid found out his dad did exist and lived in Barbados, 17 years old, 3 weeks earlier, found out for the first time in his life that he had a father. Very abused by his stepfather. The show's coming on later in the season. And I just sat there. I thought, okay, what we need to do is we need to get this kid to his father.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally stopped and called in the producer, who the producers are literally referred to as caseworkers on the show, and I said, let's get him on a plane. Let's get him to Barbados. Let him meet his father face to face. And then we'll come back, and then we'll try to rework it and try to figure out what we're going to do next. And something that fundamental, Mark, I am determined absolutely will change his life.
Did you film in Barbados?
I mean, it was absolutely so heart-wrenching. When he gets out the car and his dad's standing there in front of the house, and we filmed all of that. So you're going to see those kinds of things. Mm. Send a kid to the morgue. He was, you know, tried to be a wannabe gang member, had been stabbed. And I said, okay, you think you're tough? He says, yeah, if it's my time to go, I'll just go. And I said, fine, we're going to send you to the morgue. And he was like, oh, I don't know. And we sent him to the morgue. First thing we do is pull out a slab with a guy who'd been stabbed to death.
Mm-hmm.
And made him look at this man. And then later on, we put him in a body bag and zipped him up in the morgue. And we filmed it. So you're going to see a lot of beyond the gavel, because that's what I did in my own court. And that's what's important to me, because I wanted to be effective not only for that kid standing there in front of me in my court, but hopefully thousands of young people who are watching.
I saw her on one of your shows, a teenage girl who was out of control, and you sent her to a jail.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She changed when she came back. I think that was a profound change.
Yeah, and I mean business about this. I really, really want not to sit there just lecturing to them, because that's what I did in my own courtroom. I sent them to have face-to-face encounters with reality.
Mm.
And that's what I plan to do with the show. And, you know, Mark, if I didn't think that I could use this show to do good things and to heighten consciousness about different issues, I wouldn't do the show. Mm-hmm. And I made that clear in no uncertain terms that I had to have the latitude to develop the show. I told them that this is what I wanted to do with the show. I didn't want to do did your dog bite my cat kind of cases.
Mm-hmm.
And so I developed this. This is my concept, because this is really an extension of what I've done for a long time.
When you grew up in the Deep South, there was segregation. There was a lot of different things that were happening at the time that weren't good.
Right.
What do you think about the race relations in this country? Have we come a long way, or do we still have to...
We've got a long way to go. And the good news is that we at least have the courage as a nation to talk about it. But we've got a long way to go in this country, because... When I was growing up, it was the issue of whether it was black and white. We have got to deal with the diversity in the country of Hispanic people and Asian people and European Americans and African Americans, and to understand that our strength really is built in this country from diversity. And I know that Boston has had its challenges along race relation issues, as has Atlanta.
Yeah.
But we have got to move to higher ground. because we're all going to have to survive here. And it is a challenge, and it's not easy. We aren't going to fix these problems overnight. But it's something that we have to be very honest about, and we have to deal with very directly and not dodge it, because it is real.
I'm talking with Judge Hatchett, and you can see her show every day, Monday through Friday, in syndication.
Yes.
Call your, no, check out your listings. You know, look in the TV guide, you'll see it. In
yes.
Boston, it's on WFXT,
yes.
Channel 25, and they run it twice a day at noon and 12:30.
Right, different episodes, so
yeah.
I hope people will watch it.
So that's kind of a cool
thing.
And
we can log in on the website for people, too. It's just judgehatchett.com to check the local times.
It's H-A-T-C-H-E-T-T, by the way.
Right.
You want to spell it right, or else you'll get to a different website.
That's right.
And
somebody else.
Internet's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
Hmm. Have you ever utilized that at all in the courtroom?
No, I haven't actually on set, but we rely on it heavily for our resources. That we go online to check out resources in different parts of the country. So it's been a valuable tool. I'm very proud to tell you that we have a legal staff on the show. It's something that I insisted on as a condition of doing the show. In fact, the young woman who heads the legal department used to be my child advocate when I was the chief judge in Atlanta.
Hmm.
And I'm very proud to tell you that we follow up on these cases and we make sure that people get to the referrals that we send them to. And we're trying very hard to do it right.
One last question before I let you go, Judge.
Certainly.
On the back wall in your court,
yes.
It says, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Tell
yes.
us about that.
I believe so deeply in that because we can't just be satisfied if you have or I have the resources to go in and hire an attorney and get a fair trial. But we have to be concerned that justice is available for every citizen, everyone in this country. And if someone is not being dealt with in a just way, all of our freedom is threatened. And I believe that so deeply.
Mm. Judge Hatchett, appreciate talking with you, and
oh,
good luck with the
you.
Show.
Syndicated. Thank you, Mark.
Go look in your listings and find it. It's a fun show, and it's not your typical judge show. It's got a little bit of heart to it, a lot of heart, actually.
Yes.
Like its host. Thanks
thank
so much
you.
For joining us.
Oh, no, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time, and thank you for sharing me with your audience today.
Take care.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.